Okay, here is still more asbestos. Okay, see that? Yeah. Okay, everybody say it. Parshas Va'era. We read the famous psukim that we're all familiar with, of the Dalad L'shoinos Shel Geula. Votzeisi v'yitzalti v'gaalti v'lakachti. The pasuk says, L'chein amor l'vnei Yisrael ani Hashem votzeisi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim v'yitzalti eschem mi'avodosom v'gaalti eschem b'zro netuyo v'shvotim g'dolim. Those are three. Then lakachti eschem li la'om. And then the Vehevesi is the fifth. So we know the four Kosos is brought down. It's connected the Dalad L'shonos Shel Geula. It's interesting to note. So there are four L'shonos. There's Hotzesi, taking you out. Vitzalti, saving. Vigaalti Eschem, redeeming. That's all in one pasuk. Lakachti eschem li la'am is a separate pasuk, which is interesting that lashon of geula is set aside, and then the hevesi, you know, is some say connected the fifth kos. There's a famous Arachayim Hakadosh. If you take a quick look, he says, "What's the hevesi?" But it didn't really happen, because Ki Yotzei Mitzrayim Hema, was these promises were given to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and the Yotzei Mitzrayim Elavazos Hevi Shama Avol Benekol Ador Yotzei Mitzrayim Ben Esrim Shana Noflu Bigrayim Bamidbar, right? So the Yotzei Mitzrayim Ben Esrim Ramala didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. So then there wasn't a kiyum of the Hevesi. V'gdigdil ha'kushya lama shamarnu shenishba Hashem. Chazal say loshen lachain is loshen shvua. Shmos Rabba, ain lachain el loshen shvua. So all the people that went into Mitzrayim didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the shvua of Hevesi wasn't mekuyum. So he says, "Venira, ki mekora chochem nischakem al kushiv zul v'kodem omro veivesi etzchem amar v'yidatem ki ani Hashem." In other words, says the Rachaim Hakadosh that veivesi it was a stipulation. There was a tenai that you only get into Eretz Yisrael only if you mekayim v'yidatem ki ani Hashem. Perish tenai hu adover ubeze veivesi zulaze im tenatzu. Hashem ain kan haftochazu. So if you're going to anger Hashem, which they did, so then you didn't, you're not, then that all bets off. Then the shavuah is not mekuyim. Shal ken kosu pradzeh shal yidiyas Hashem be'emtza haftochaz hatovas lo yichev lo hikdim lo ma'ad kan hu b'shavuah b'lo tenai. Aval pradzeh shal vevesim lo oretz tenai hu hadover. Shal ken kosu pradzeh shal yidiyas Emtzav tochas hatovos v'lo yicher v'lo hikdim lomar adkan who hashvu b'lo tenai al prozesh al veisim l'arts tenaihu. So that was the tenai. Veisi eschem el arts. Only if you dat them. Only if you dat them ki ani Hashem. So the after v'lachachti says v'yidat them ni Hashem. So that's a tenai for the veisi eschem el arts. Okay, but it's still interesting to note the three of the Dalad Lashon Shel Geula, the four Lashon of redemption that Potsesi Sal Viragli is one in one pasuk, Lakachti is in another pasuk. A simple pshat would probably be because all the first three are talking about the Sur Meira, the coming out of Mitzrayim, and the fourth one is Vlakachti Eschem is the positive of being under the wing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But perhaps we'll be able to see even more insight into this idea. We know also that there were several gezeiros that Klal Yisrael underwent in Mitzrayim. On page 4, Vayimaru et chayem b'avoda kosha. It was hard work. B'chomru l'veinim, cholavoda b'asada. And then, so you had all that. And then you had the Miyaldos in Parsuk Tezayin on page 5. Vayom b'lavchem as'ivir as'risim as'avnat. Imbeinhu v'amitim osom v'asi v'chaya. Right, the fact that they were going to kill the sons. And then you have in the Pasuk of Beis, Vayitzav Paro Kol HaBein HaYol Vashkul Chotz Techayun, right? And then Pasuk Tes in page 8, Tichbar HaAvoda, that a special Gezeira on Tichbar HaAvoda. So they show Al Yishu B'Dvar Sheker. So take a look now on page 16 of the Shemi Shmuel. He has a idea to explain the whole concept of the Dal Lashon Shel Geula. Inyan Dal Lashon Shel Geula Hinei Geulas Mitzrayim Hu Rosh L'Chol HaGeulas. In other words, the Geulas Mitzrayim is the paradigm for all Geulas, and the Geula is the paradigm for all geulos. Now, we're familiar with the concept of Dalad Malchus. There were four nations that were sholate on Klal Yisrael: Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Edom. And he wants to say that perhaps the four Lashonos Shel Geula are the prophecy of future Golos and future Geulos that Klal Yisrael will have. And he explains, look in the second arrow. Val zeh dalad shon shel gula shemotziyo midalad mine gehenem l'masom ba'olam dalad malchus. So he says like this. Bavel, one of the Golos Bavel, who can negin mora aduma b'midrashchem p'sikta aduma zo bovel shenemar antu reisha d'dehava. So there was Golos Bovel, then Parasumadai, and then Yavan, and then Edom. And one of these ideas? So take a look for a second on page 17. He says, "Uvzeh novin seyde dalat hagzeiros." In other words, we went through that there were different gezeiros that Paro made on Mitzrayim. Vayimaru es chayeim b'chomer uvelaveinim. Who connected Golos Bavel? That's connected Golos Bavel. Because by Bavel, in Noach it says Havel Nilban Elveinim, right, by Big Migdal Bavel. So that the Chomer Elveinim is a remez to Bavel. In Bemhu Vamitem Oso, in other words, to kill, if you have a son who get killed, Zekineged Golos Paros Umadai Shegozu Lahashmi Laharog Laabed. Because that was Paras and Madai. That was Purim, right? Golos Paras, that we wanted to kill. So that was connected that Golos. V'chol haben ha'yiloi ha'yorot ha'shlichu v'albas techayun hu connected Golos Yavon. Tibor l'tafset chila, right? The Gemara has in the beginning of Ksubas that there was a gzeira that a woman would have to, before she get married, would have to have relations with the emperor. So that's kolabas techayun, to be nival to the tafsir. Kolabas techayim, lukach lem noshim. And then the fourth one is gzeiras harviyas tichbar ha'avoda. Then what was tichbar ha'avoda? So what was that idea? So that idea, he points out, is the Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah, take a look. There's a famous Medrash. Which discusses the Tichbar Ha'avoda of that Gezerah of Paro. Let's see where it is. Here. It's on page 15. It says the Medrash, Ha'ken him tzokim leimor Tichbar Ha'avoda al anoshim. Belameit shehayu biyodem Megillos. In other words, they had parchment, shayu mishtashim bahem mishabbos l'shabbos. In other words, on this parchment, it was divrei Torah. Question: what it was? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a discussion in the sefer, and they would give out these megillos on Shabbos. Lomar shakadosh baruch hu golam. Because in Shabbos was the time that they didn't have to work, and they were able to enjoy learning these Megillos. Amel Paro Tichbar Avoda Loshim Yasuva Al Yishu Al Yu Mishtashim Al Yu Nefishim B'Yom HaShabbos. So Paro now says, no, I don't want them to have this opportunity anymore. That they're having an opportunity on Shabbos to get off, to read these Megillos and to enjoy their learning or their emunah, whatever it is. Tichbar ha'avoda. So says the Shem Yishmuel, that's the fourth Gezerah. The fourth Gezerah. And that is Keneged Golos Edom. Golos Edom. Gzeiravis tichbar avodim. Notol mehem Shabbos. Shalzu korim v'megillus v'shtashu behem. Like they said, notol behem asimcha. Feed keneged golus edom. And that he says before, what he calls, you know, as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library explained to me, that the assumption, you know, used to be that the different liquids in the body cause different temperaments in the person. So different biles, red bile and white. So there's a phrase that's used, and it's used ad hayom hazeh, called morash chora. You ever hear the phrase morash chora? Morash chora literally is the black bile. So that, as Shapiro pointed out, because it's produced in the liver, it's stored in the gallbladder. The mora is the bladder, and the bile is stored there, and it's excreted. And the assumption, as Rabbi Shapiro pointed out, is the black bile caused melancholy. And that's what it's written in all the Sfarim today. When you want to know the yeshivisha word for depression, that's called Marash Chora. If you read in the Igros Moshe, he has tshuvas about that. Someone with Marash Chora. You know, in modern Hebrew, you call it Dikaon, a depression or something like that. But Marash Chora, it's the depression. And that's called Marash Chora. And if you read Svarim, you'll see that phrase is always used for that. And that is the Golus Edom, which he writes on the bottom here on page 16. He says, Yodu v'hocham zarvua shemachlos Marash Chora kosher mikulam. Hakein Golus Edom kosher mishloshtam. He says, and that is the hardest thing of all the golos. In other words, we had the idea of a lot of work, we had the idea of killing people, we had the idea of having relations with the woman, but then this tichbar avoda, which was the idea that they shouldn't get off Shabbos to be mishtasheya and to enjoy the megillos that they were given, and that's to take away their pleasure in life, their enjoyment in life, and that's what Golos Edom is about. And that's why Chazal say that the fourth Golos, as he quoted, is more difficult than all the other Golios. And this is brought down in the Medrash Rabbah as well. Because if you look in the Pasuk in Daniel, so in Daniel, on page 9, it said that Daniel had a dream. On a Daniel Pasuk Beis, V'amr Chazei Chaveis B'chezvi Im Lelya V'oru Arba Ruchei Shmaya Migichan L'yam Araba. There were four animals that came out of the Yam. Four different animals. So he writes about the four animals, what they look like. Arba Kadmesek, one looked like an Aryeh, and one looked like a dove, right, Pasuk Hay, etc. And then in Pasuk Zion, page 12, it says, Basa Dana, Chaze Haves Mechezve Leilya, Aruch Cheva Riviya. And then he says, another night, and I saw another animal. And this was the fourth one. So the Medrash Rabbah here on page 14 says that it's interesting that all the first three animals said they saw it one night, and then he speaks about a night again, which is much more, was perhaps another night. In other words, separating the first three from the fourth. Perhaps that was on a different night. That's what he says. But also Dana, page 14, Chaze Haves Bechezvi Lelya, the Orucheva Riviya, the fourth animal, the Chil of Emsov Dekifa, Zu Edom. So he said, Daniel Rosh Loshtem Belaila Echad. He says, the first three animals he saw in one night, Ulazu Belaila Echad. And the fourth animal he saw in a different night. Lama, Rabbi Yochanan of Shimon Lekos, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Sheshkula Keneged Shloshtam. Because, in other words, the point being, as the Shem Shmuel explains, is the different animals, as pointed out, are the different Golios, the different Malchios, and the fourth is Golos Edom. And that's a separate thing. And the Shem Shmuel points out, it's very interesting that, just like in the Torah, the first three Lashonos of Geula are connected to the first three Malchios, right? First three Malchios. We'll see how so in a second. And the fourth is what? In a separate Pasuk, Lakachti. And in Daniel, he also is speaking about the different future Golios. And again, the first three are in one night, and the fourth is in another night, also highlighting this idea that the fourth is considered more severe than all of them, because the fourth is Golos Edom, and that's the Keneged, the Tichbar HaAvoda, is Keneged the Morash Chor, is Keneged the Atzvos, that they want to implant in the Jewish people, and that's the parallelism. So he writes that the different if you'll take a look back now on page 16 on the second column, so he says here, the first word on the line in the second column is Chaye HaNefesh. You see where it says Chaye HaNefesh? So he says, "Ubimidrash, the chol malchus nikru al shem Mitzrayim, chen ha'geula shaisa b'Mitzrayim, ha'isa gam geula shel dald malchus." In other words, again, the four gezeros are connected the future galus. Therefore, the four geulos are not only the geulos of Mitzrayim, but the geula of the four. And how so? How does it work? So tzeisi, that's what's the first galus is galus bavil. Zeremes al geula mi galus bavil. Inyan bavil hu eruv tov vera, right? Bavil is lashon bavil Hashem. So you have like going to Migdal Bavel, right? So Hotzesi means you take away, you take him out of the confusion, of the mixture. And then he says, "Vitzalti who galus paras shayunusim lahashmi laharug." When he told, "Vitzalti" means to save your life. That was connected paras when there was the gzeris of Purim of lahashmi laharug lahabek. Ga'alti. So what does ga'alti mean? Ge'ulas Yavan. Right? Why? Because by Yavan, what was special about Golos Yavan? Golos Yavan is we lived in Eretz Yisrael. It was different than the other Golos that we were exiled from. We were in Eretz Yisrael. We were just under the mandate of the Greeks. So Yisrael Yishruim al Nosim. So what does Geula mean? Geula means Geula Mishibut, and Geula's Batim. Like when somebody, like the Pesukim in Bahar, right? When somebody buys your house and you buy it back, you goel the house. So that's what this is. In other words, all you had to do by Yovan is Geula, is to get out of the Shibut. It's not a question of returning to the land. It's not a question of being saved from a decree of getting killed. It's just having the shibud. So that's what geula is. Geula is taking away from the shibud. So therefore, that's keneged yavan. And lakachti hu geula migolus edom. She geula asidim loshon ani lochem lelukim fatem to yuli laam fakasher klipa meedom mar shchora masham tziyim mizehu atorah she misameches halev. Says lakachti means that you're going to come close to Hashem. You're going to come close to Hashem, and that's connected to the Geula of Edom, because the Geula of Edom is the Marashchora, what we call the black bile, which was a way of saying depression. And the way to get out of that is through Torah. Shem Samechah. So Lakachti Li La'am is you're going to become part of my people, so therefore, hence, you're going to be getting the Torah, and you're going to see the wisdom of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's going to bring Pekutei Hashem Yesharim Samchei Lev, and that's going to get you out of the fourth Golus. And that's what it says in the Medrash Rabbah. Moshe Noson Shloshtem B'Posek Echad Huluzu B'Posek Acher V'chein Daniel Rosh Shloshtem B'Layla Achas Huluze B'Layla Achas Rabbi Yochanan Omer Sheshkula Kishloshtem. That the, because this Golus was more chomer than the Golus Bavel. The Golus Edom is more chomer than all the other Golios, and therefore it's a separate night, it's a separate pasuk. And that's the Medrash here on page 14. Ba'aser Denoach Chazei Cheves B'Chevel Leila Va'aru Cheva B'Riva. The fourth one is a separate night. Daniel Rosh Shloshim B'Layla Echad Luzu B'Layla Echad. All the first three were one night, and the fourth was a separate night. Lama, Rabbi Yochanan Shimon and Shlokish, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Sheshkula Keneged Shloshtan, because they were shokul Keneged. In other words, the Golus of Edom is the Golus that is more severe than all the others, because this Golus of, you know, Marashchora, because Marashchora is something that internally paralyzes a person. But it's another thing that somebody's coming to kill you, or somebody's coming to cause you to do a sin, or some, it's external. So you just got to get rid of the external things and you're okay. But the Golus Edom is trying to internally cause people to lose their enthusiasm, to lose their, you know, and Amalek, we know, Asher Korcha, Amalek is Edom. You know, that's to internally, and that's the Golus of Marashchora. And this idea is also said over in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Tetzaveh. So if you look in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, it says on page 18, V'ata Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael v'chu elecha Hashem en zay zoh chosis l'amor l'halos ner tomid. So if you look in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh on page 19, V'derech remez yisbor ha-kosu v'derech mamarach huva b'seif ha-zor ha-chodosh ki dal ha-golius Yisrael kol echad mehem nigolim menu b'schus echad. There is the different golius we got out of because of different schusim. Golius rishon nigolu b'schus Avram Avinu. Beis nigolu b'schus Yitzchak. Gimel b'schus Yaakov. But the fourth golius is golius Edom. Whose schus is going to be? Hadalat toloi b'schus Moshe. Uzen is arech ha-golus ki kol od she'ein oskim b'tor v'mitzos ein Moshe chofetz ligol am batlonim min ha-Torah. He says the fourth golus is b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu will only take us out of golus if we're osik b'torah. V'zeh remez kan v'atat etzaves b'nei Yisrael. So what is Tatzisav means Moshe Rabbeinu. Tanai hu adover sheyasku b'Torah, meaning v'yikhu elecha shemen zayin zoch yirmos ala Torah shenim shalol shemen v'diktek lo mazoch sheshrichim lasak b'Torah lishma b'lishmarim, because you have to have pure Torah, and that's the shemen, and that's the final golus. So this fits in well with what we said before, because the Lakhti Eschem Lila'am is the fourth Geula, and it's connected the fourth Golus. What was the fourth Golus? The Edom. And what was the fourth Gzeira? Was what? Tichbar Havoda, because they didn't want us to have the Geshmak of having a Shabbos off to be Mishtasheya in Divrei Torah. So Mamela, that was the whole idea of the Tichbar Havoda, which is connected Golus Edom. And that the goal of that is the lachachti chem lilam, is the asik b'torah, and that's what we assume now is the golus we're in, is the golus Edom. And that's what it says here. In the Medrash Rabbah on page 21. Look at the last four lines. Amr Yisrael, Anu Yodim Kocha Shal Torah. Lefichach Ein Anu Zozim Merakadosh Baruch Hu V'Torasu. Shedemar B'Tzilo Chimati V'Yashavdi U'Firgim Mosok L'Chiki. That Klal Yisrael, the other nations didn't want to accept the Torah. Klal Yisrael says, we know the greatness of Torah, and we will not leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Torah. So what does this mean? So if you look in the Sefer Bios HaBoker, here on page 22, this is a Sefer written by Rav Shaul Brach. It's all in the whole Chumash, and it's all about Talmud Torah in every parsha. It's officially a Sefer about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And basically it's going through every parsha in the Torah and bringing out all the ideas of Hashivas, of Lima Torah, through every parsha in the Torah. So he says that what's the end of the Medrash? Anu Yodim Kocha Shal Torah, L'ficha Ein Anu Zozim Mikadosh Baruch Hu V'Toroso. Ki Ba'orach HaGolos V'Ein Chazon Not Fratz Lo'ya Efshar Lizbol Him Lo'ya B'deinu Torah Shabal Peh. That what's keeping us going in Golos Edom, this final Golos, is Torah Shabal Peh. Because at a simple level, Torah Shabal Peh is the enjoyment of the Shakal of Atariya, of the Masikas HaTorah, and that's to counterbalance the what? The concept of Marash Chora, of what the Golos Edom try to give, because the whole idea of Torah Shel Peh, it's an active thing. It's asking questions and answers. It's give you chias, give you simcha. It's the opposite of what Edom tried to do to Klal Yisrael. But the concept of what Torah Shebal Peh does in Golos has another meaning. And he refers to you, Rav Shaul Brach, he refers to you in something that he wrote in another sefer called Mishmeres Eliezer. So he says like this. Look, the pasuk says in Pashas Vatzchanan, page 23. Es advar me'ilo diber Hashem al kol yisrael mahar mitocha eish anon varafel kol godol v'lo yosef. I'll tell you something. When you wake up in the morning, right? It's a nice sunny day. You know, you feel good. When you wake up in the morning, it's raining and it's cloudy. You just feel like, you know. So you would think the day of Matan Torah should be a nice, bright, sunny day. And here we talk about the Av HaAnon. It's a cloudy day, Arafel. You know, you wouldn't think that should be. What's the significance that he says, Mitocha HaEsh HaAnon VaArafel Kol Godol V'lo Yosef? And Rashi says, V'lo Yosef Metagimina V'lo Posak. Hashem said, "Kol Godov lo Yosef lo Posak," and it didn't end. So he says over beautifully in the Sefer Mishmeres Elozer. He says here, "Vayom Hashem el Moshe, Hinei Anochi Bar Lech Ba'av Ha'anon, Ba'vor Yishma'am Ba'Dabri Imach, Kam Yichal Yaminu L'Olam, Yesh L'Daktek, L'Inyan, Mai Omer L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shovo Olav Ba'av Ha'anon." Why did Hashem say, "I'm coming with a cloud"? In other words, what's the concept? I'm going with a cloud, so you should hear the Torah, and then you'll believe in it. I would think, fakir, come in a nice, without the clouds. Leave the clouds out. Come in a nice, bright, sunny day. Everyone could be happy, you know. What's with the Av HaAnon? And what's this idea called Godol v'lo Yosef? That the call of Rashi says from the Targum, lo pasak, it doesn't end. So what's this idea? So he says the following idea. Look on the left side of the page. V'yesh lomar. Ki zeh yalo tovas Yisrael, kemat lo ya'ef shel Torah, kdosh l'skayim, im lo nesina b'ofen zeh. B'ofen ki b'dor ha-midbar, see, in the door ha-midbar, shiru ayin ba'ayin shchinas uzo. See, what gave Klal Yisrael Amunah in the Dor HaMidbar? Because we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we heard all the different things that happened in the Midbar. We saw Nisim Geluyim, so it wasn't hard to be a Koifer. But the question is, once we're going to go, and we're not going to have all that Nevuah, so what's going to keep us going? What's going to keep us going? When we don't have Nevuah, we don't have the Nisim Geluyim. So he says like this. He says, you know what the idea is? Take a look on page 25. Omnam. In this bonum shezek kama alofim shana avru me'ez kibalnu ha-Torah bahar Sinai. U'me'az ve'ad ata hayu rivvos alofim anoshim eshekdishu kol yimecheim lach kor achar imke Torah. The Torah was given thousands of years ago. And that same Torah, people are still spending yomim v'layla and coming up with new ideas, dvar mesukim b'dvash, hayesha odom ba'olom ashayuchol litan tamal zeh. It was, how can you ever have such a thing that it lasts for so long? And he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, L'chol tichra yisi keitzer chova mitzvos ha'mo'od. He says, what's the idea? He says, the fact that the Torah is never ending. In other words, never ending, people, the Jewish people, are still learning the same Chumash and the same Gemara that they learned thousands of years ago with the same enthusiasm and coming up with new ideas and new insights and new Svarim. So it must be that the Torah is something godly, because something that's finite. So that's it. It's a finite book. You can interpret it, and that's it. Here, it's called Godol V'lo Yosef. It doesn't end. The call of Matan Torah is still coming on. We're still learning. And you know, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says from the Gaon, Chidushei Torah means any time you learn something and you understand it in a clearer way, that's Chidushei Torah. That's Chidushei Torah. So the Torah expands and expands and expands, and that's why it's a cloud. Because we shouldn't see everything. It's not like we're giving the whole clear manual. It's all written out. No, it's going to be ambiguous. And therefore, that's going to give us opportunity throughout the generations to plug at it again and again and again and see more insights and more insights and more insights. That ain't sof. And that's going to keep us going. And that's going to give us achias and golas. That's going to take away marashkora. Because this, the excitement of understanding more and more and more. And it never ends. That's the kol godol, the lo yosef. And that's why it's ba'ava onan. In other words, it's going to be on clarity. It's going to be like a fog. Because we want you to still maintain the ability to plug. So that's what he writes in the end of page 26, at the bottom of the right column. Zeh omar akosav, yinei anochi bo'alech ba'ava onan, perish ha-Torah shani omer lecha lo tia gluyom fureshes. I'm not giving you a Torah that everything is so explicit. Rach mechusa v'nelam. It's going to be a Torah that's hidden. In other words, I'm going to give you one word in Chumash, and then there's going to be so many different interpretations, and you're going to still learn and interpret more and explain more and have more discussion and broaden, and that's going to be endless. So that's going to give us the emuna of the godless HaTorah that it's no end, because only something godly has no end to it. Anything that's man-made, it's finite. How much could you say about it? Finished. But and this is going to give you the emuna. It's going to go. It's going to go la'olam. And that's the enthusiasm of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's the Golos Edom that we're in. And the only way, like the Or Chaim says, the only way Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go al us is if we're oisik for Torah. And we know the famous Taz says the oisik is the bopula shel Torah. The Taz in Hilchas Birkas HaTorah, when he explains Lasok B'Divrei Sora, it means that, you know, Torah is not something. It's not just a lecture that you write and take. It's ask questions and back and forth, and you understand it. You know, it's a process. It's not just something. Okay, I'm giving you a guidebook, and you read 175 laws, and that's it. You know, it's not a cut and dry thing. The Yerushalmi says Ilan Nitna Torah Chatucha. In other words, if the Torah would just give a chatucha, just, you know, 1, 2, 3, rule 1, rule 2, rule 3, without any elaboration and discussion, and they'd be able to expand, there would be no kiyum. And this is the kiyum that Torah is given, ba'ava onan. And that's the golos of keneged, the golos harvi of tichbar ha'avoda, taking away the chiyus. You know, no more time to spend on Shabbos to, you know, and Bez Hashem, you know, this is, like the Medrash says on Shabbos, this is the Shabbos of your life, so to speak. Bez Hashem, you'll have a lot of other times, but now that you're in yeshiva, you have opportunity to be mishtasheya b'divrei Torah, to be mishtasheya b'divrei Torah, so this is this opportunity, and this brings chiyus, and this gives a different tone for your whole, the rest of your life. Again, anyone could jump in on the wagon and learn. If they didn't go to yeshiva, they can be 75 years old and start learning, but it won't be the same. You won't have the same kishmak. You know, and again, especially Bizman Hazeh, you know, you have art scroll and you have everything, and you can take anything, which is fine. I remember when I was growing up as a kid, very few people learned Daf Yomi, because Daf Yomi was only for the people who really knew how to learn. So you had to be able to pick up a Gemara and any student shas and make a laning on it. And today, you know, everything is in English, everything is there, so everyone's... but there's nothing that can compare to what? To the learning that you have in yeshiva, that there's a springboard for all future learning in your life. And that's the antidote to Golus Edom. Let me conclude with one thing. I have, when I saw this word from the... Meshmeres Elozer, so it reminded me something I wrote in my sefer. I remember, if you take a look on page 27, in the second paragraph. This mimer I wrote originally as a divrei zikaron for the late Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavne, who, you know, was a unique man. The generation doesn't have so many people like this anymore. who imbued the Chashivas HaTorah to Talmidim. It was so I remember a specific story. Echa Bikurav, in the beginning of the paragraph, I remember, in Iyar Tav Shin Nun, this story happened. I was present at the time. Iyar Tav Shin Nun. So in Iyar Tav Shin Nun was a Siyam Dafyomi. It was a Dafyomi Siyam. And the Rosh Hashiva lived in Eretz Yisrael, but he happened to be in, at that time, Iyar, so he was in. And he went to the Siyam, and then, like the day after, he met with the Talmidim, the Bogrim of Yeshiva of Keren Biavne, one of the classrooms in the old building, the Zeisman building. And he said over, he says, there's one thing that he heard in the Siyam from Rav Elia Svei that he was very moved by. And he said it over. We were all there, but we didn't necessarily all, it was in Yiddish, so everyone heard, understood what was being said. But this is the one word that he said over to the group. And he says like this, that Rav Elia Svei said over something from Rav Aaron Kotler. And he says, how come there are no mitzvahs on Shavuos? Meaning, there's no special mitzvah on Shavuos. Meaning, sukkahs, you have a lulav, you have an esrog, you have a sukkah. And Rosh Hashanah, we have a shofar. And Pesach, we have matzahs. Shavuos, we don't have anything. Right? We don't do malacha, and we have a yontif. But there's no, special mitzvah. And why is that? That was the question. So he says, Rav Aaron Kotler answered, the Rav Elia Svei said over, and then Rosh Shiva said it over to us. Because zichron, a mitzvah that we have on the different Yom Tovim, are to remind us what we had. We don't have the Anoni HaKavod, so we're going to have a sukkah to remind us of the Anoni HaKavod. We don't have the matzah that they had when they came out. We're not coming out of Mitzrayim, so we have matzah to remind us of that scenario when they came out. But when it comes to Shavuos, the Pasuk says, Kol Godol V'lo Yosef, that the kol of Maimon Har Sinai never stopped. So that means that whenever we open up a Gemara, and whenever we open up a Chumash, and we're learning, we have the original. We don't need a mitzvah as a zecher. We have the original Asina Satorah of Maimon Har Sinai, we still have today. You don't have to go into any great thing. You sit at your table, you open up a Gemara, you open up a Chumash, you open up this. There it is. So you don't need to have. And that's what he was very moved by that word. So it fit in. So when I was preparing the shiur and I was looking in the Mishmas and Lazar, I said, "Oh, this fits in good with the same Chazal that he's quoting of Kol Godol V'lo Yosef." So that is Rabotai, the Dala Lashona Shol Geula, the Otzesi V'Salti V'Chalti V'Chachtiv, which is not only a question of Golos of Geula Mitzrayim, but it represents all the future of Golos Bavel, Poras, Yavon, Edom, and all the specific Golos and then, or Merumas and this, and all the Geulas and the Lashonas are connected, paralleled connected that, and the one that we're focusing on now is the Golos Edom, which is, he says, is the connected, the Tichbar Avoda is connected, and that's what people are involved in today. Tichbar Avoda, people are workaholics. You have people who are in their law firms till who knows how long. They don't have a life. It's Tichbar Avoda. So they don't have a time to get a geschmack of learning. I'm not saying lawyers don't learn, but I'm saying different people that are involved in things and never end. That's Tichbar Avoda. That's the Yetzihara. That's the Gzeir of Tichbar Avoda. And that's the Golos Edom of Tichbar Avoda, that we don't give you any time off. No time off to be Mishtasheya, B'divrei Torah. And now, Baruch Hashem, is the time in your lives. Bez Hashem, it shouldn't be the only time in your life, but now it's a special, unique opportunity before you have all the other responsibilities of life where you could sit and learn. And the Iker of learning is of Amelus B'Torah, is the Amkus HaTorah, is the Bilpula Shel Torah. It's learning be'ian. That's Rav Parnas Shlita who would say that the Iker of Yeshiva is the learning be'ian. It's to learn the sugya as well.
you know, they're different styles. In this yeshiva, there are a lot of different styles. But the eager is to learn things be'in, to look things up, to think about things, and that gives you the geshmak, that gives you the simcha, that gives you the and that's the lakachtis kam lilam, and that's connected to golus Edom, and that's the kol gadol v'lo yosef. That any, and as Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, any time you're going to see, if you learn now in 10 years, if you continue learning for the next 10 years, you'll open up the same gemara you're learning this year, and you'll be able to understand it much better. Because if you're always learning, then your understanding is always going to be on a higher level, as long as you continue learning, even if you weren't learning that sugya. But you come back to that sugya 10 years later, you'll see, you'll have a clearer havana, a deeper havana in the thing. And that's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner says is the gra, that's what Chidushei Torah is, and that's the Simchas HaTorah, and that's the Geula. And every individual needs Geula. Of the gul of the klal, gul of the prat, and that's v'lakachti eschem li la'am. So that's why I said Torah Shabbal Peh, hichiyuseinu bagolo. That gives us the archias in the gola, because it gives us the simcha, and it also gives us the emuna that the Torah is nitzchi, because the Torah is something that continued, didn't run out. It didn't run out. We're still writing new svarim. We're still coming out with new chidushim. We're still coming with new havanas and things and new discussions and new things. It never ends, and that shows the godliness of the Torah. And Bez Hashem, we should all have an opportunity to spend the years in yeshiva, and that should spill off to the rest of our lives to be osik b'Torah, be'iyun, in different drachim b'iyun, but whatever it is, Torah shabal peh hichiyuseinu b'gol.